irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Catalina Island to Bermuda, Managua, Nicaragua to Nairobi. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this very, I must say, very gloomy morning here in L.A.
Very depressing. And, you know, Mark, we usually start out, not usually, we always start out the show every Tuesday by saying how beautiful it is in Southern California weather. Even in the wintertime, it's always just glorious. And I don't think we've ever been in studio when it's been raining. Not that it's raining today, but like you just said, just miserable.
Yeah, well, the storm is coming in a couple of days. I think Thursday we're going to be hit here in the Los Angeles area.
That's funny when you say the storm is coming.
The storm of the century.
Is that what they're saying?
We'll get an inch of rain or something. But right now, as we're looking at the studio, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's dark and dreary and gloomy and very un-LA-like, right?
It's terrible.
Very un-LA-like.
You know, one day like this, Mark, and I'm already feeling like I'm in the dumps.
Yeah.
We hooked up with some old friends the other day, went out to dinner, had a great time, but one of our friends lives up in Seattle. Been living up there for 10 years. Absolutely loves it. And the weather's like this if you've ever been to Seattle. It's not like this every day. Portland is more like this every day. But Seattle is wet, dark, and gloomy. And I asked him, I said, hey, Ace, how do you like that weather up there? He loves it.
Yeah.
So I guess it just depends, you know, what kind of person you are. But this gets you down.
Yeah, it's a real downer. Yesterday, we were not in the office. Yesterday was a home office day, so which is a drag because working out of the home office yesterday, the 9 a.m., my cable service, it did cut a fiber wire, so which killed the internet and it killed the television. So when you're working out of the home office and suddenly there is no internet.
There's no work.
It was a tough day yesterday because I had a lot of stuff to do. I did have a couple of conference calls that I took. As you know, you were out and about and doing your thing. You had some family business, but I took some conference calls, which is fine because at least the phone lines were working, you know. But working out of the home office yesterday, it was just like this, and it was depressing.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Hey, I know we got a real heavy-duty packed show today, Mark, but let's start the show like we usually do. First off, big shout-out to iBidForStorage.com. For all your online storage auction needs, go to www.iBidForStorage.com.
Well, I know I do.
I know. we know you do, Mark. But today, let's celebrate some big birthdays. A lot of people, I guess.
Well, just ahead of time, I have to let you know that we do have a call coming in in a few minutes.
So
one of our brands that we're involved with, the Beat Bobby Flay Gifting Season 10. So,
if we have to cut off birthdays, we will cut them off. But big shout out to Taylor Swift today, Mark. Taylor Swift.
It's her birthday?
Yep. How old do you think she is?
25.
27 today.
Ah.
A lot of big ones today. Jamie Foxx.
Another two people we've met so far.
We met Taylor Swift at the CCMAs in Edmonton a couple years ago. Jamie Foxx we met at the Kentucky Derby. How old is Fox?
Fox, I would say, is 46.
48.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke, he's an old one.
91.
90 today.
Oh, I thought he was 90.
91 today.
Interesting.
NeNe Leakes.
Is he 90 or 91?
He's 90 today.
Huh.
NeNe Leakes from the Housewives of Atlanta.
I get NeNe Leakes mixed up with the other one.
I know which one you tell. Yeah.
What's the other one's name? Do you
know? NeNe, I don't know. But she's 48. NeNe Leakes is 48.
48.
Yeah, she's done. She's probably the one that's done the best for herself.
She's got a show on the Comedy or TV Land or something.
She
too,
gets something.
She?
Yeah, something. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, wasn't she not nominated for an Emmy last year?
Holy crap! No, I don't think so.
Yes, she was.
I think that was the other NeNe.
No.
But
whoever does the Atlanta show was nominated for an Emmy for this other show that she did.
Okay. Anyhow, she's also been on Broadway. But anyhow, she's 48 today. Cody Calafiore. Cody Calafiore, reality star. I have no idea who she is, but she's 25 today. Steve Buscemi, you remember him from that HBO
Boardwalk
show?
Boardwalk Empire.
Yep. How old do you think he is?
Oh, he's got to be 62.
58. He looks older.
Yeah, he does.
Golfer, professional golfer, Ricky Fowler.
27.
Ted Nugent, rocker. Ted Nugent, Wango Tango, 67 today. Christopher Plummer.
Oh, Oscar winner.
Old Hollywood.
91.
86. Mm. 86.
Yeah, he won an Oscar about 5 years ago.
Rex Ryan, football coach.
He won that for the Tom Ford movie.
Last year, right? Or a couple of years ago, 2006.
Well, for the Tom Ford movie.
Yeah. Rex Ryan, football coach of the Buffalo Bills, is 53 today. Happy birthday, everybody. Oh, let's not forget Rage Elixir, YouTube star. Rage Elixir. He's 19.
Rage Elixir?
Yeah, is that a cool name?
No, it's cool.
Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday to everybody. Happy holidays.
Rage Elixir.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And it's that special time of the year right now. I mean, it seems like the holidays, I'll say Christmas. It seems like Christmas was just here. And the fact that it's right around the corner, I think less than 2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks from today, we're already beyond Christmas. We're on the 27th of December. Christmas is behind us. And the holidays are only like another week or so after that, because then after New Year's Day, the holidays, I think, are officially over. However, this time, it's not going to be New Year's Day. It's going to be November. It's going to be January 2nd where the holidays really end, because the Rose Parade's not taking place till the 2nd of January. The Rose Bowl game is not taking
place. That's kooky.
Yeah.
I don't like it. The one good thing is the football games, the NFL, will be on Sunday still.
Right.
So at least you get some football.
Yeah.
But with no parade, isn't it weird?
It's got a weird feel about it.
Does that happen every 7 years?
I think it does. Yeah,
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either.
I mean, you wake up you go out on New Year's Eve, and hopefully we'll get that invitation soon, by the way, Mark.
Yeah, well,
but
no
anyhow,
kidding.
You go out on New Year's Eve, and you wake up in the morning, and you want either the parade or the football game or both.
I love walking out if I'm not at the parade, I walk out on my front porch and I see the B-1 bomber flying right over
betcha.
As it's going for the Rose Parade. So
you betcha.
If I'm at the Rose Parade, I see the B-1 bomber right there going down Colorado Boulevard. But if I'm home and I'm not doing the parade that year, it's nice to see it flying over, and it's a great sight to see. And
yeah, well, at least, like I said, at least
about.
The NFL is on. I mean,
at least that's better,
because if you don't have, and it is on a Sunday. Sundays are off days anyhow. They're just kind of, I don't know, they're just kind of...
It's different.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have like a Christmas or a New Year's Eve on Saturday night, you know?
So are people getting Monday off then, January 2nd?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I think so. When I was in the mortgage banking world, we had if it was on a Sunday, we'd get the Monday off. It depends,
so even if it's on a Saturday, but if it's on a Saturday, do you get Friday off?
Yeah, that's a good question, and one that's revisited every 6 or 7 years.
And I don't even know.
It all depends on.
I would assume you do. I would assume everybody gets the day off.
The bigger companies are going to give it off.
But if it's on a Saturday, are you getting the Monday off or are you getting the Friday off? Because the Friday is the day before, it's irrelevant. But then again, if it's the day after, it's on Tuesday. I mean, it's on Monday. That's 2 days later.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, just a quick shout out or mention before we get our talk here. We've got Jennifer Reynolds of Sauce Goddess calling in a couple minutes. So Wow Creations, our core business, was happy to provide the official celebrity gift bag
for the fourth time,
season 10 of Beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network, which is running right now. So it's on the Food Network. You want to know when it's running, go to foodnetwork.com, Beat Bobby Flay, and you'll see, because it's running. They run the reruns, they run the new shows multiple times throughout the day and throughout the week, which is a great partnership we've got. So we had the great pleasure of working. I think we had about 15 to 20 brands that were involved with Beat Bobby Flay this year, which was great. You know,
short notice.
You know, funny thing is, you think that everybody knows what Bobby Flay is. I was at the my father-in-law's house last week for dinner, and he asked what was going on, what the new projects were that we were doing, and I said, "Oh, we just did the 10th season gift bags for Beat Bobby Flay." And he says, "Who?" I says, "Bobby Flay." Never heard of him. And he's pretty much in the know when it comes to things. I mean, he's aware. He gets National Geographic, Smithsonian, and
you don't even have
what's
to,
going on.
You don't even have to really watch the show. I mean, he's always a guest on the Today Show or AM Los Angeles.
And he's an equestrian. He's a horse owner, so you're always going to see him at the Kentucky Derby or the Triple Crown or a Breeders' Cup. He's there. So if you watch that, you know he's there. So he's out and about, and he does this, he does that. So I was surprised when he said, who's Bobby Flay?
Right.
Bobby Flay right now would be the biggest name in cooking, right? A couple years ago was Emeril Lagasse, and then you had Guy Fieri and Wolfgang Puck.
Yeah, Wolfgang Puck.
He knows Wolfgang Puck because he says, "I know Wolfgang Puck."
Yeah, because he's in the store everywhere. He's got all kind of food. Plus, he's known for the Oscars, you know. But yeah, Wolfgang Puck. But yeah, I guess so. Bobby Flay would be the biggest, right?
I would think so.
What about Jada?
I don't think a lot of people know who Rachel Ray is because she had the $40 a day show,
yep.
And then she's got her
magazine,
and then she's got her show, the Rachel Ray Show. So,
yeah, so she might be.
I think so, but Jada, no. Other than doing her stuff that she does on the Food Network, her shows, I don't think she's really, a known brand as of yet. You know,
wow.
I don't know. We like her. We went to a restaurant in Vegas. Okay. So it looks like we have a call coming in right now. So hold on one second here. We're right on time. Good morning. You've reached the Harris Brothers and the Tastemakers.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, is this Jennifer?
It is Jennifer. Yes.
Welcome to Los Angeles, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Jennifer, if our listeners, Matt and I were just talking about it right now. You are the proprietor and the principal and the founder of SauceGoddess.com. Is that right?
That is correct, yep.
Yeah,
we make delicious barbecue sauces and seasonings and new pepper relishes we're releasing and things like that.
And yeah. Do you also do rubs as well?
We do rubs, yeah.
Rubs as well. Great. Now, Jennifer, I guess you can say that your lifelong passion has been sauces and rubs and things, right? Because your dad started this stuff, right?
Yeah. When I was little, my dad was making barbecue sauce because he hated liquid smoke. He didn't
liquid
like that
smoke.
Well,
for
flavor in the
for listeners
and all that you find in liquid smoke. And you know,
Jennifer, for our listeners who don't know what liquid smoke is, could you share with us what is liquid smoke?
Because I sure don't know.
Well, think about it. I mean, how could you have natural smoke flavoring if smoke is not in liquid form naturally?
Yeah. Well, I agree. But, some of the listeners may not be as savvy. Okay. Yeah, some of our listeners may not be as savvy as the barbecue sauce as you are, so that's why I said if you could just share with us what liquid smoke was or is.
Yeah, it's just something they make from the condensation from smoke.
Yeah.
I think. And I mean, I've seen it in 55-gallon drums, and it basically looks like a black tar paste kind of thing.
Right. Okay.
I mean, it's just so strange. And I know, you know, you can buy it by the bottle, a little teeny tiny, 2-ounce bottle or whatever at the grocery store. But I don't care for the flavor either. I don't mind smoked meats, but I just don't think the sauce has to be smoky.
Yeah. Well, why don't you share with our listeners what your website is?
It's saucegoddess.com, so SAUCEGODDESS.com, and we've got a lot of recipes and cooking videos on that site, and also on our YouTube channel, The Sauce
Goddess.
YouTube
channel, too, and do you have a blog as well?
Not really. I mean, I post some stuff on Facebook every now and then and things like that, but mainly it's recipe-driven. And that kind of thing. I like writing recipes. Most of the times, they'll incorporate one or more of our products. And, sometimes there's I'll throw something out there that, hey, you can use somebody else's product to do this. But, this is what you get if you do it with ours.
So. Jennifer, where can our listeners buy Sauce Goddess?
Well, in the L.A. area, we've actually got it. It's at most of the Whole Foods.
Okay.
Well, it's also at all of the Sprouts.
Oh, great.
And
I'm
you find it in the grocery
time.
Area at Whole Foods. You find it in the meat department at Sprouts. And then there's some independent stores in San Diego County and trying to think, Inland Empire Girard's has it, Jensen's. There's some other independent stores that
a good variety. And
like
I'm sure
our products.
I'm sure
and like what we're doing, you know.
Yep, I'm
no
sure.
Additives, no preservatives, certified gluten-free, and it tastes really good.
So
you
this
know,
is,
that's the most important part, I think.
This is in California only, then?
Oh, no. My products actually can be, they can be purchased nationally, obviously, online.
Okay.
But they're also at Lunds and Byerly's in Minneapolis. They're at Sprouts nationally.
Sure.
So Sprouts
great.
Now reaches all the way to Atlanta and Kansas City, Missouri, and, all over the place. So they're
fantastic.
They're definitely spreading their wings nationally. But
I love your...
And Northern California and Oregon.
I love your slogan, if you don't lick your fingers, someone else will.
That's right. Think about it. If you're eating ribs or chicken or something, what happens? If you're eating it with your hands, you're staring down at your digits and they're all saucy, and you just got to lick those.
How did you come up with your name, Sauce Goddess?
It actually... it had to do with another industry that I was in. And I was the goddess of that industry. So when I started Sauce Goddess, I thought, well, I'd need to be the sauce goddess.
Wow, a goddess more than once. Holy mackerel.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Now, do you have a personal preference that you enjoy the most? And
favorite flavor?
Or is there a top-selling flavor or rub or sauce that everybody likes to...
Yeah. I've got a couple of my products that I use all the time. I mean, daily... pretty much. One of them is called Sweet Heat, and it's brown sugar, garlic, cayenne. It's our award-winning rib, but I use it more in place of just salt and pepper and in place of red pepper flakes. So I'm getting, you know, more flavor than red pepper flakes. I'm getting more heat than just salt and pepper.
More heat, yeah.
And it's a neat little combination. And I put that on my eggs in the morning sometimes, or I'll just sprinkle a little bit on my finished dinner instead of using red pepper flakes.
Sure. Now, you say award-winning. Could you share with us and our listeners what awards have you won?
Most of the contests that I enter are spicy food related.
Okay.
Because that's another little passion of mine. Most of my stuff has a component of spice to it. Not everything, but there's a little bit of baby spice in most of the items.
I'm starting to salivate, Mark, just thinking of all these sauces.
As I am, too.
Yeah.
So there's a trade show that happens in Albuquerque called the Fiery Food and Barbecue Show, and they have a contest that they run called the SCOVI competition, and SCOVI is short for Scoville Scale, and that's actually how you measure the amount of heat that you find in peppers or food.
Wow, interesting.
It's measured by the amount of capsaicin and blah, blah, blah. Wilbur Scoville created the Scoville scale.
Sounds very scientific. No kidding.
Exactly.
It's the scientifics of barbecue rubs and sauce. That's fantastic.
Yeah, right.
Never give much thought to it.
I've won a SCOVI competition with several of my products. There's a chili pepper award. I've won, I think, six of those to date. I make caramel corn as well. So my ghost pepper caramel corn just took not only first place in the snack category, but it actually took grand champion over the entire chili pepper awards.
Wow.
So I had, I guess, the closest to a perfect score.
Congratulations.
So,
bravo.
With caramel corn. So, you know, here's all these people with their deliciously fiery food, you know, hot sauces, and I won with caramel corn.
Wow.
with ghost pepper powder.
Is that the only snack you do as caramel corn, or do you have other snacks?
I have four caramel corn flavors that I do, and then I also make some co-branded beef jerky with a company out of Ohio. So that's it uses my sauces and spices, and the magic of Katie's Beef Jerky Company. She works the jerky side of things, and we both write up the formulas, you know, using my sauces and spices. And we've got some, you know, kind of different flavors, Moroccan twist. You don't typically find cardamom and cinnamon on jerky. But you do with us, and there's no sugar added, and it's lower in sodium.
Mark, she sounds like a doctor of sauces.
Yeah, a doctor of sauces and a sauce mogul. Yeah.
It's pretty fun. And then we've got chili limon flavor, and we've also got sweet and spicy ginger.
Great.
So all of them are a little bit different. I don't do anything that's really typical.
Do you have anything
Most
special
of my stuff
coming up?
Is different because there's other manufacturers already making delicious typical barbecue sauce, typical barbecue rubs.
Do you have anything special that comes out?
Typical caramel corn.
Anything special that comes up for the holiday season? Anything at all that might be, you know, complementing the, you know, turkeys or chickens or roast? Anything at all for the holidays?
Yes. My original Super Chunk spice rub
is
fantastic
like
on prime ribs. I use that for sautéed mushrooms as a side for my prime rib. That's kind of my go-to for prime rib and turkey and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like my Moroccan twist seasoning actually with butternut squash or sweet potatoes.
Boy, that
so
sounds
if that
good.
Happens to be a side dish that any of your listeners are doing, cardamom, cinnamon, allspice with the brown sugar that you might put on sweet potatoes or butternut squash, a little bit of butter. You can whip them up. You can just roast them or whatever you want to do. But it's delicious and really different and kind of exotic, you know, tasting.
Well, it sounds fantastic. Sure does. for our listeners out there, if you want to buy Sauce Goddess or you want to find out what stores it's located in, go to saucegoddess.com. And if you're local, actually, you're all across the place, but sounds like you're in a lot of locations. So any listener out there, go to the website, find out exactly where they're at, and go and get your order, I guess, right off of saucegoddess.com.
Exactly. And there's recipes there. There's we've got some gift packs that they can send across the country. We ship for free for $50 orders.
That's stuff.
You know, so there's a lot. You know, so they can shop for themselves or someone else. Fantastic. Whatever they'd like to do.
Well, Jennifer, thanks so much for participating in the Beat Bobby Flay official gift bag, Season 10 on Food Network.
I like watching that show,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so it's a lot of
fun. To be involved with that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So thanks for participating. And, again, all our listeners, go to saucegoddess.com. Get yourself some great sauces for the holiday. And, Jennifer, thanks so much for participating. Have yourself a great holiday season.
Thanks for calling in,
and we hope to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thanks,
you too. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Okay, bye.
Great
Well, there you have
it.
I'm telling you, that stuff. I mean, that sounded fantastic,
yeah,
didn't it?
It did.
I like the. She's got the whole gamut and the whole variety of flavors from the rubs to the sauces.
Yeah. Good stuff.
But I tell you, I mean, it's getting close to lunchtime here.
So what else is going on over there?
I wish I could go for some barbecue.
You know,
we just came
back a couple weeks ago from Florida. We did the for the fifth year in a row the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament. Had a great time out there. It was fun from the time
we landed, for the first time in 5 years, Mike. The weather was perfect.
Perfect weather.
It usually rains when we're there, but it was fantastic. Had the opportunity to once again meet Chris Everett as well as Timothy Oliphant, our buddy.
El Grumpo, John Lovitz. He was still as grumpy as ever. Right?
And Lisa Leslie. And coincidentally enough, with the new apprentice coming on in January, three of the new apprentice guests on the show participated in this event. There was Lisa Leslie, former WNBA star, John Lovitz,
and Carson Kressley. Who we met just 2 weeks earlier again. At the Breeders' Cup.
At the Breeders' Cup, that's right.
He was at the event this year as well, which was a great event. You know, Friday night you have the cocktail party out by the pool at the Boca Raton Resort and Club. Saturday you have the tennis play at the Delray Tennis Club. Saturday evening was the Grand Gala, which by way was the best Grand Gala ever because the performing act that night was Jimmy Buffett. And you and I were about 5 feet from the stage.
Yep, right there.
This guy sounds as good live as he does on his recordings, he does on the radio. So, I mean, it was great to see Jimmy Buffett perform live, which was great. Sunday, more tennis at the Delray Tennis Club, which we had access to the VIP
hospitality tent, which was, as usual, fantastic. Champagne. They were pouring champagne on Saturday. Usually they wait till Sunday to pour the champagne, but they were pouring the champagne on Saturday as well. So,
Again, like you said, the weather was phenomenal. Tennis was great. Celebrities, fantastic. Chris Everett was great. We had a nice shout out at the Grand Gala where they introduced us. We got to stand up.
That was very cool.
Yeah, it was really a nice thing. So,
and there was a good amount of fans that recognized us, too.
Yeah. It was a nice time.
And speaking of being recognized, and speaking of recognized by because of Storage Wars, we were on last night on a new channel I've never even heard of before, the FYI Network.
You never heard about that either. So I don't know if A&E, which is owned by, I think, NBC, they own the FYI Network, so they created this new network, so now they're showing the content from A&E on this new network, which is great because it just gives us another outlet to show our show.
Yes, yeah, so we were in last night at 10:30, so those of you who are unfamiliar with it like I was until about a week ago, check out your local listings and the FYI Network and look for us because, Mark just said, it's another outlet to check us out.
Hey, I want to do a big shout-out also to another brand that was involved in our Beat Bobby Flay Season 10 official celebrity gift bag from the last week or so. It's a great – it's a cookbook, and it's by Natasha I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. McCaller.
I hope so, Mark.
Yeah, Natasha McCaller. And if I am pronouncing it wrong or incorrect,
we do apologize.
My apologies and condolences. And
condolences.
we'll correct it the next time.
Boy, that weather must be affecting you.
Her website is dancingchef.net, and the name of the book. It's a pretty cool name. It's good that we're mentioning this since we just had the Spice Goddess on. Spice Health Heroes. I mean, it's kind of cool, right? Spice Health Heroes.
Yeah.
And you could purchase it on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com, plug in Spice Health Heroes. Natasha McCaller is a pastry chef, author, culinary consultant. How cool does that sound?
That sounds pretty cool.
A culinary consultant.
Especially the way you pronounce it.
It's a great book. It's a great cookbook. It features recipes from other chefs as well, including Susie Liu, Jose Andres, Peter Gordon, to name a few. So it explores nutritional and medical applications available at Nevertheless Life 2. Well, I get this thing all mixed up over here. Extraordinary Spices. Okay, so there's Extraordinary Spices are in this cookbook by Natasha McCallar. DancingChef.net. And her other website is also, and I'll spell this out, sausal.com. Sausal.com. So I guess it's sauce, like sausal.com, right?
Yeah.
Spices are the flavor of life. I know we like spices.
Oh, yes.
Spices make everything
spices,
more exciting.
Spices, spicy. Rubs,
yeah.
So good.
So Natasha provided this great cookbook to be in the Beat Bobby Flay Season 10 gift bag. So we thank you very much for participating, Natasha, and ask our listeners to go to dancingchef.net. Or if you want to buy the book, go to amazon.com. And it's a great book. Featuring recipes from a bunch of other chefs. So thanks again for participating, and go and buy the book.
Hey, how about them L.A. Rams? Another loss. How about firing that coach?
Wow.
Right?
There are many that say now, though, that this has been a problem coming for a long time, and he's not the only problem with the team.
You know, I was thinking, you know, so they stink now. They stink. They've stunk for a while. But we're getting that like $3 billion stadium coming. I'm trying to think today when, you know, they always put up these new stadiums, like the Giants got one recently. Minnesota just got one. The Minnesota started out pretty good this year. Now, when these teams get these billion-dollar stadiums, they're not always coming off of winning records. Like I said, Minnesota hasn't really won in a while. They got the new stadium up there. The Giants won two Super Bowls in the last 10 years. But now with the Rams getting this $3 billion stadium in about 3 years, you got to think twice about that. If they come into that season with the new stadium with a losing record again, does that question the fact that they build these new stadiums?
Who knows? I think it's just part of the business.
I know they build more baseball stadiums than football stadiums that are new. What was the last? I mean, the Giants and then the Vikings.
Well, the Cowboys got one a few years ago, too, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, they haven't really had a winning record, and they haven't won the Super Bowl in 20 years.
Right.
So I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The Colts, they got that new in Lucas Field, but the Colts were winning when they got it, I think, right?
Yeah, okay. Hey, have you seen their reality show, the Rams coming to L.A.? It's entertaining.
I saw it once. It was interesting.
It's entertaining. It's entertaining.
But it is entertaining, and it's reality. And they had that other one on HBO that was called.
That's the training camp.
Training camp.
Yeah,
it's about them coming out here to LA.
Well, it's just like they did the Jets last year, and they did the Ravens the year before. It's basically the summer of training camp, so it's a little different. Hmm. But this is entertaining, just like the Mariah Carey show. Have you seen that?
I saw the first episode.
It's entertaining. It's ridiculous, but it's entertaining. And how about this other show that just came on Bravo, Timber Creek Lodge?
I haven't watched that one.
Yeah. Now, that's not entertaining.
It's not entertaining?
It's not entertaining. It's just about, it's a ski lodge up in, just goes to show you, Mark, you can make a reality show about anything.
Yeah, you really can.
I mean, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, let me give a big shout out. Mark, seeing we're giving shout outs to some of these brands that were participating in the Beat Bobby Flay. First off, Buffalo Trace Bourbon. You like it. I like it. Just had some the other day. Buffalo Trace Bourbon. Go to their website, buffalotracebourbon.com. Fantastic stuff. The bottle even looks cool.
I like the bottle, yeah. As a matter of fact, when we were in Kentucky a couple of years ago, we went on the Bourbon Trail Tour.
Yeah.
And Buffalo Trace was one of the distilleries
on
we
this
went
trail,
to.
Yeah. Tequila's like the in drink these days, I think, but whiskey's making a splash.
Yeah.
I mean, and there is a huge variety of whiskeys out there. I mean, there's tons of new ones, but it's great to go back to some of the traditional ones. But the Buffalo Trace Bourbon, they were in the Beat Bobby Flay. They represented the alcohol sponsorship.
Yeah.
And we just heard from them yesterday how the Bobby Flay people at Food Network loved it. Everybody who received the gift bag absolutely loved it. And thank you very much for being involved and participating, along with Cuzini.com, KOUZINI.com. They're also involved, Cuzini Foods, gourmet balsamic vinegar and olive oil, 100% Greek and fresh.
Getting hungry here.
Yeah,
getting
it's cold. It's cold pressed, Mark. I'm not quite sure what that means, but it's cold pressed and bottled in a green dark glass for maximum freshness. So I didn't know that. But anyhow, check them out, Cuzini.com, for all your gourmet balsamic vinegar and olive oil needs. And it's still looking pretty gloomy out there, Mark.
Yeah, it still is. I think it's gloomy all day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
And the storm is coming on Thursday?
Thursday night, Friday morning.
When you say storm, now what exactly does that mean out here?
An inch. If we get an inch, we're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm going to be cooking calzones tonight.
Cooking, or you mean putting them in the oven?
No, I'm making them. I'm making them from scratch. I'm using Al Roker's.
You're making the dough, too? You're making the dough, too?
Oh, no. The dough, even Al Roker suggests you buy the dough already made. So, yeah, I'm buying the dough. Already got the dough made, but it's Al Roker's recipe for calzones tonight. Yeah, I've cooked his...
What are you going to put in there?
I think I'm going to put in pepperoni and sausage and mozzarella cheese. And then he did his recipe that he cooked last week was buffalo chicken.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
But, you know, my wife can't have anything spicy now, so I'm going to have to pass on the buffalo chicken.
Did you go to – I know the Today Show. Did you go to the Today Show to get all the detailed recipe, or did you just write it down?
No, I wrote it down when I saw it I guess it was last week.
Everything they post everything on the Today Show. And a lot of stuff they show. Yeah. I mean, it's great stuff.
Yeah, I cooked, I forget what it was I cooked a few months ago, one of his dishes.
It was the shepherd's pie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And it was fantastic. You know, he's a good cook, that Al Roker. So
yeah,
I gotta,
sure
after I leave here, I got to go to the store, and I got to pick up the final, a few more pieces of the recipe.
Did you
thing.
See him today with the coffee, the chilled coffee? You know, that's the big thing, 24-hour chilled coffee.
24-hour chilled
coffee? Yeah, it takes 24 hours to chill.
There's 24 hours?
Yeah, and it was Henry Winkler who was the guest today.
Oh, I saw Henry Winkler, yeah.
Yeah, I know, even Starbucks sells it now, too.
Chill coffee. Isn't it just cold coffee?
No, there's a special way to to chill it and add everything. Mm. And even Henry Rinker was saying, don't be so modest, Al, because with this coffee, it's not just, you know, just put it in the refrigerator. There's the technique and style that you need to use. Yeah. So Whitney likes it. It's Starbucks.
Didn't know that. Yeah. I just thought that was iced coffee.
Hey, but it's the holiday seasons already, right?
Yeah. And I mean, holiday season's almost over. Like I said, we got 2 weeks left. And then
speaking
that's it.
Of the holidays, Mark, it's Christmas time in Beverly Hills, and you know what that means. Beverly Hills Christmas 2.
Ah, that's right. Beverly Hills Christmas 2. it's a great production. It's on the Up Network.
Well, for those of you who haven't...
Actually, Beverly Hills Christmas 1.
Right. Beverly Hills Christmas 1, which came out last season, correct?
Yes.
Big hit. Filming starts this week for Beverly Hills Christmas 2.
And who is going to be making an appearance in this
You better believe it. Harris Brothers.
Harris Brothers will be making an appearance in Beverly Hills Christmas 2. As a matter of fact, I think tomorrow we're filming, either tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, hopefully it's before the storm comes, but very exciting and very happy to have been invited to participate.
Yeah, they're running Beverly Hills Christmas on the Up Network, so you can go to upnetwork.com and see what the showings are for Beverly Hills Christmas 1. Beverly Hills Christmas 2, which we will be filming now, will be out next Christmas.
Ah, fantastic.
So that should be fun stuff, right?
Fantastic. And speaking of Christmas and the holidays and everything else is going on, I know a couple weeks ago, in fact, the weekend after Thanksgiving was the Hollywood Christmas Lane Parade that we had the pleasure of riding in 3 years ago.
Yes.
We did not get to ride in it this year, but isn't it coming on soon?
Yeah, it's going to be on Saturday, this Friday, locally here in L.A. on KTLA at 8 p.m. If you're not in L.A., you can see it on the Hallmark Network at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
How did you get this information?
The HollywoodChristmasParade.com.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
On the Hallmark Channel. Right.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you're local here in L.A., you got it Friday night at 8 p.m. We're not in it, folks, but
we're
still pitching it because we're the Harris Brothers are very Christmas
And we're legacies. Like I said, we had the pleasure of riding in it 3 years ago, which was a gas.
Yeah.
And we rode in the, for those of you who are familiar with the television show on HBO, Entourage, Johnny Drama, his car, the Lincoln Continental Convertible, we rode in that.
Wow. Good stuff.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good stuff. Really good stuff. But, yeah, the holidays are upon us. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the other ones.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, but it's the holiday spirit, and I mean...
And it's also the award season, Mark.
The award season,
right. Holidays, the award season.
And you know what? The Critics' Choice Awards, which was on Sunday night, you know, it's always in January, so they bumped it up a month.
Yeah, maybe.
But I'll tell you one thing. If anybody watched, 3 hours and 15 minutes too long, other than the Oscars.
Yeah.
The
Oscars... And then they had the hour pre-show, which I enjoyed, but I was watching. I kept on watching. I'm thinking, I can't believe how long this is going.
They not only had the... You know, man, I only discovered this. They not only had the red carpet show an hour before that was the pre-red carpet show for the...
also on KT, on A&E.
A&E for Critics' Choice Awards. So that's way too,
too much. That's 5 hours.
You know, in addition to that, you know, a lot of the... there were a lot of awards that they didn't give them up on the show. They gave them out when they went to the commercial. They said, you know, there were, every commercial they went to, they had another award that they gave out. And then on the red carpet, they were giving out awards too. Too many awards.
Doesn't that stink? Before you... I mean, you're on
you
the red carpet.
There.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of get it if it's sound or
I
editing.
I also think that T.J. Miller was awful as the host.
He's terrible.
Right?
He can't come back. This was his second year. He was terrible.
Terrible.
His whole format, his game plan, he darn right stunk.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing good about him. And well, his show won, too, Silicon Valley.
Best
How about
comedy,
that?
Right?
I do like it, but...
Wasn't it the best comedy? Is that what it won?
No, it did. It did win, but yeah. I forgot who it was competing against, but I think there was a couple others that may have been better, you know?
Well, I always like my Modern Family. I still love that show.
Yeah, but
okay, there
I guess...
I find out what was happening with this thing that it wasn't ringing.
Ah.
Okay, got it fixed.
New phone, got the new i7.
i7.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I've just got
it. Hey, Star Wars is coming out this week. What are you thinking, $180 million for the weekend?
You know, matter of fact, Blake was asking about that. He was asking yesterday what I thought I would make, and I think he said about $150 million. Blake, if you're out there as our fact checker, let me know what you think
I think 180. I'm going for 180.
Last night, I was at the... we were at the Clipper game, and it was... first off, it was like being at a Laker game. The crowd was unbelievable. It was packed as packed can be. But last night was Star Wars night at the Clipper game.
Oh boy!
They gave out Death Star Clipper basketballs to everybody, which was kind of cool.
Basketball?
Yeah, but you have to blow it up yourself.
Oh.
For the first 10,000 people, you got a Clippers Death Star basketball.
Were people throwing them in the audience like Dodger games?
No, because you have to blow them up. I mean, it's a basketball, so you have to have the needles.
An actual basketball.
Yeah,
wow.
Actual basketball.
Blake got one?
We all got one. Yeah, the three of us got one. But last night was... which was kind of cool because they had all the stormtroopers were walking around the whole place. They had... the Star Wars music was playing throughout the evening. They had...
Where's the... I don't get the connection with the Clippers.
I think it's just a thing for the NBA. I don't think it was just the Clippers. I think a lot of the teams are going to have Star Wars.
Like when we were at the auto show a couple weeks ago, remember they had the Stormtroopers? I know that there's a partnership with the car.
Did
they have an X-Wing there too? At the auto show?
No, that was at the
Premier,
Pantages Theater.
They blocked the streets for a week, it seemed
Blake, are you up or are you still sleeping? We're going to be listening to the show today. I need you as a fact checker.
But he's not checking. You're just asking him what he anticipates.
Check in with us, please. Check in with us. Okay.
But how about that? Closing down the Hollywood
Bowl. I guess about 100, yeah, right?
I closed down the Hollywood for like 5 days.
It's amazing that it took that long to get it ready.
Yeah. But this was like the Oscars, this
right.
premiere. I mean, Michael Douglas was at the red carpet. The couple guys from
Bill
Shark
Nye,
King.
The science guy, was there. I mean, come on. But this is Hollywood. You know, that stuff happens.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, speaking of Hollywood, did you see the thing on the news yesterday about the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
No.
Okay, yeah, Blake is confirming $150 million. I repeat, Blake is confirming
He's not confirming. That's what he's guessing.
I know, that's what he's guessing, but
okay,
I agree
confirming.
With $150 million. Anyhow.
I'm saying 180.
Anyhow, they were saying how and I went, and this is a report by the Hollywood Reporter, that the whole Hollywood Walk of Fame thing is corrupt.
The stars you're talking about?
The stars, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, because there are so many stars in the Walk of Fame that are chipped, cracked, disfigured, destroyed.
Dirty.
They want to know, the people are now asking, what is, and because the Hollywood Walk of Fame and the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce is a 501(c)(3) nonprofit corporation, they don't really have to release where they put the money, but there is about, it's $30,000 to get a star in the Walk of Fame. They do about four or five of them a month.
Wow.
So they're taking in about $150,000 or so a month just on the Walk of Fame. And for the whole year, they're making about $1.5 million to take in on the Walk of Fame. So people are starting to ask, where is the money going? Because all these stars are in disrepair and they're falling apart, they're chipped, they're cracked.
If you buy this, or if you're Brad Pitt and you get your star, which he has to pay for, right?
Well, not him personally, but
right.
It's...
But whoever's paying for it, isn't their responsibility to keep it clean and maintained?
I would think you want to do that, but it's not their responsibility.
So
the chamber, which maintains those stars...
It's their responsibility.
Absolutely.
Because every time we're down there, it's very clear that they're all dirty or stained.
Yeah. And they're taking in $1.5 million a year... for these things, they have to keep it clean and neat and tidy and up to par.
Yeah.
That's really all there is to it.
Yeah.
You know, and they're also saying how it's ridiculous how in the old days, RJ, Marlon Brando, whoever, now it's open to whoever. Victoria's Secret, they've got a star on the Walk of Fame.
I guess, has it always been you had to pay for yourself?
I think it's a very complex setup, the way this is done.
Yeah.
But you need to have support to get it done. But now again, what's this coming in here? Okay, yeah. So, but anyhow, you know, Ryan
Reynolds, he's getting his tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow? Ryan Gosling got his last week, I guess. And then he got his hands in the
Grommans.
So nowadays, it's really like you got a movie coming, it's all connected with whoever.
Where are they putting these handprints at Grommans?
Right. You know,
at least with the Walk of Fame, there's tons of places. Anyhow, back to the award season. It was Critics' Choice Awards the other day. Golden Globes were nominated yesterday, and tomorrow are the SAGs. So,
right, the nominations for the SAGs.
When are the Oscars? In about a month, right?
January 20th, I think.
How about Westworld? Like Westworld got nominated for Best Show.
Well, we like Best Westworld,
yeah.
Right?
Westworld, yeah. I mean, that's...
And one thing I've got to say is I'm glad that John Lithgow won for Netflix, The Crown. He played Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
He also got a Golden Globe nomination yesterday, and I would assume tomorrow he'll get a SAG nomination.
Wow.
So I think John Lithgow is going to be across the board taking all the awards for our buddies, great-grandfather Randolph Churchill, who we know very well.
That's pretty
from
good.
The Queen Mary 75th anniversary.
That's pretty damn good.
Right. So his great-grandfather... Sir Winston Churchill, he's in the news again now. So I want to do a quick other shout out here, Matt, for another brand that was involved with the Beat Bobby Flay.
A hell of an event that we participated in. Hell of an event or gifting or
Mojo
show.
Bricks.
Oh yeah,
right. You've heard of Mojo Bricks, right?
Of course, I hope so.
MojoBricks.com. It's a great alternative to charcoal or wood when you're cooking, when you're barbecuing. You want to get Mojo Bricks. It's got the best flavor, Matt. And I don't know if you've seen this thing before.
I've heard of it. I haven't used it, though, as of yet.
Smoking fast, smoking flavor. Burns 35% longer than chunks of wood.
No way.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
76 pitmasters recommend Mojo Bricks.
What?
76 pitmasters are recommending Mojo Bricks.
Wow.
So, I mean, if it burns 35% longer than chunks of wood, right there is a hit, right? And you want the best flavor out there? Smoking fast, smoking flavor. Ladies and gentlemen, go to MojoBricks.com and enjoy your barbecue. Fantastic. Why not? Go pick up some sauce goddess, too, and put that on what you're cooking with the Mojo Bricks, right?
Hey, well, let's not forget, Mark, about Cuisini.com, the gourmet balsamic vinegar and olive oil.
This show's starting to sound like a commercial.
That's crazy. Isn't that crazy?
Right. It really is. But, yeah, we thank our friends over there at Beat Bobby Flay Season 10 for giving us this great opportunity to provide their official celebrity gift bag for the fourth, or is this the fifth time?
At least the fourth, possibly the fifth, but at least the fourth.
Yeah, so good stuff.
Fantastic. And we're also going to be partnering with Miss New York. We're not going to be judging this year, but we are partnering with him, and we are providing the official gift bags for all the girls, and there's 250 of them. So
this is January 15th, 2017,
at the Westchester,
taking place at the Performing Arts Center at Purchase College in Purchase, New York.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a great location. But we are providing the gift bags for 250 lovely women, the most beautiful women in the state of New York. So if you have any brands, products, services that you would like to get included in this official gift bag, contact wildcreationsmedia.com by sending us an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. And we'll get your product in that gift bag, which is great.
Great opportunity, great placement, and overnight your product goes into the hands of the most beautiful women in New York.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Mark, looks like the sun's starting to come out.
Sun is starting to burn out here.
What is that called? The early morning haze or fog?
May gray, which is May gray in
December. We had the fog the other day in the when I was coming home from our Saturday evening, hooking up with our old buddies.
Yeah.
It was like the movie The Fog when I was coming into SCV. Creepy.
You know,
real creepy.
Yeah.
Hey, so what's going to be bumping heads this weekend with Star Wars? Is La La Land coming out this Friday?
It came out last Friday. I don't know if it was limited release or not. Where's our fact checker? I don't know if it's wide release or limited release.
You're right. I think it did come out last week. So this week, probably other than Star Wars, Pawn Stars, get these things all mixed up, probably nothing else is going to be bumping heads with it. I've seen the previews. Did you see the one that came out last year, the Star Wars movie?
No, I didn't. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year because this summer it just came on HBO. I didn't really want to see it last year, but it was better than I thought. But I've got absolutely no interest with this one. I mean, I probably
that's funny. Blake says the same thing, but this the last year when I had no interest in this one, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
But is anybody in any star power in this?
Darth Vader.
No, I mean celebrities.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know Darth Vader's in it. But this takes place just before the first Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if there's any names in this. I don't think there are. Hmm. I just go to show you, you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, you really don't need it.
Yeah, right.
But Mars, have you seen the show Mars?
No desire.
Ice, how about Ice? These are my two favorite.
I don't get the
network. Oh, that's right. These are my two favorite shows, Mars and Ice.
Oh, Forrest Whitaker actually is in the new one. So you're saying nobody's in it. Our fact checker just confirmed that.
Thanks, fact checker.
Yeah.
Forrest is that him Whitaker. Again? Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker is in this one. Thanks, fact checker.
Boy, it's good to have a fact checker. Now we got a publicist, we got a manager, an agent, and a fact checker.
Yeah. Oh, one thing, Blake. Remember, we might have that guy knocking at the door today, the neighbor, to work on that fence. So just in case you hear the doorbell ring or whatever, it's the neighbor coming to repair the fence.
Yeah. Right. Okay. There you go.
Good deal.
Right on.
So what else is going on?
SAG's tomorrow, like I said, and a lot of new shows. And it is, in addition to holiday season, it is... award season.
SAG's tomorrow, and then
Oscars in about a month.
We're filming Beverly Hills Christmas 2. Oscars, or Sundance, is 5 weeks from Thursday.
Holy crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Sundance starts 5 weeks from Thursday.
Wow.
Which is, it's always a great event to go and do. And then
still a couple spots to open for anybody who wants
Wild
to get
Creations
involved.
Is partnering with a company.
For the Indie Lounge.
The Indie Lounge. And we are doing the gifting suite right there on Main Street at the Marriott. Couldn't get a better location. I mean, it's literally right at the bottom of Main Street. And it's there for, actually, the suite is there for the whole 10 days.
Yeah.
And any brand that participates, you could be in there 1 day, 2 days,
optional,
3 day, 10
yeah.
days.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just if you don't mind spending $400 a night for a hotel while you're there.
Yeah. And
or at least $400
yeah,
a night.
Yeah. When I called 2 weeks ago, Kimball Junction, which is 15, 20 minutes away, that was four a night.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. At like the Best Western.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was
Boy,
2 weeks
what,
ago.
What is the Waldorf going for? You know, there's a Waldorf Fest
or how about
the Montage?
How about the one that's right next to the suite? Oh. That Marriott thing that's right literally on...
well, the Marriott is where the lounge is taking place.
Right.
Yeah.
How much do you think that is?
Well,
there's a
the
real...
St. Regis.
Yeah. And
there's the St. Regis. There's the Montage.
And the one that's right downtown to across from the...
well, that's all secondary. Here you're talking about luxury. St. Regis, the Montage, and the Waldorf. These are three... high-end, four-star, five-star luxury
gotta be
resorts.
15 a night.
Yeah.
Got to be 15 a
with
night.
With a minimum of 3 nights.
Minimum.
Staying there, yeah.
So, I mean, wow.
Facts are coming in. Facts are coming in here.
What kind of facts are we waiting for now?
Nothing.
RanchOrganics.com, UtterCream.com. Two of the other brands that have been involved with the last couple of events, including Bobby Flay, Chris Everett. These are fantastic partnerships that we've had for these companies. Ranch Organics, which is, man, smelling it right now. It's just fantastic, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you almost want to take a bite out of
it? Yes.
And mix it up with all the sauces and what have you. Hey, the auto show we went to a couple weeks ago, the... Maserati, the SUV.
Oh, yeah.
$65,000.
Lenant or...
I don't even... Weird name. All those cars are weird names. Which is the one that you
Geely,
like?
Geely.
Yeah, what's the other one?
The Quattroporte.
Yeah, but for $65,000, just like the Jaguar SUV, $65,000 as well.
Very affordable.
Very affordable.
Yeah, very affordable.
I mean, it's almost like you don't know what you want to get.
Yeah.
What would you get if you had a choice? There goes a station wagon right now. Looks like it's 40 years ago. When was the last time you saw a station wagon?
It's been a while.
The original SUV, the station wagon.
Yeah, the station wagon.
But what would you rather get, Mark, the Jaguar or the Maserati SUV? Both are the same price.
I think I'd get the Maserati SUV.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's Italian.
Yeah.
It's a sport car SUV.
Yeah.
Jaguar is still a Jaguar. You know, I love the Jaguar.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah. Hey, are we going to be on any episodes of Storage Wars coming up?
No, we weren't last night.
Oh, speaking of Storage Wars, they're currently filming right now.
Oh, that's right. The
new season.
Right.
And it's going to be, I think, coming back out in April.
Still waiting to get the phone call.
Yeah. When Mark says waiting to get the phone call, we're talking about getting a phone call from the production company, Original Productions at A&E, crossing our fingers, hoping that they might give us a little jingle and asking if we want to come back and get involved again.
A triumphant return to
I'm not quite sure what the problem is and why we wouldn't be.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Mark?
Well, it's been a couple of years, so...
it's only been three, Mark. Only three.
You know, it is what it is. But anyhow, we've got lots of things going on. We're, like Matt mentioned, we're doing the Miss New York USA pageant in January. We're doing the Sundance Film Festival in 5 weeks. We've got our Oscar, our biggest event of the year, the Oscar Gifting Suite in... was that February 24th?
What else? Geez.
So there's a lot of stuff going on. So if you have any brands, products, or services that like to be involved and included, you could send us an email at wildcreationsmedia wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. Or go to our website at wowcreationsmedia.com to see what's going on, right?
We need to have that updated, by the way.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Our webmaster needs to get on.
Yeah, we kind of neglect that. We just get caught up with so many different things from this, that, and the other thing. It's like, I mean, I don't even know. We just don't get around to updating it, but it needs to be updated. It's probably been a while.
It's been a while.
6 months
at least. We're also looking for new Facebook friends. Facebook.com/wowcreations?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Twitter. How about Twitter?
Yeah. Wow Creations. Two accounts.
Wow Creations Media /WowHollywood.
King Swag. King Swag. Queen, King of Swag. Swag.
What are you saying?
We have a King of Swag. Kings of Swag.
Okay. Very good. Any good movies coming up this weekend that you're going to go see? I know La La Land's out and Jackie's
out. I want to see
La La.
In fact, we're planning on seeing that. We also want to see Manchester by the Sea.
You know what this La La Land reminds me of? That Crazy from the Heart, that Francis Ford Coppola movie that almost derailed him 30 years ago. That it was like a fantasy musical type picture.
What was it called?
It wasn't Crazy from the Heart. But that's what I get. This seems like a fantasy type
totally
musical
forgot
thing.
About that.
Yeah, remember he built that whole set in Vegas.
The studio.
It almost sunk him as a filmmaker.
It was 80, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, La La Land. Yeah. But it won five or six awards the other day.
Yeah. 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 It's the front runner now for the Oscars.
Yeah.
And Manchester by the Sea, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to see that. And there's a couple other ones. And like I said, I guess maybe I've got no interest with the Star Wars, but at the same time, maybe I kind of do.
With what?
The Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Forrest Whitaker.
I did see Forrest Whitaker. I did see the I don't even remember the name of it for the Warren Beatty movie where he was playing Howard Hughes.
Right. I don't think he got any nominations. And they,
no.
The Golden Globes snubbed. They're saying that Warren Beatty got snubbed.
Huh.
I don't know if it was he got snubbed.
That seems like a movie that would receive a Golden Globe nomination.
Yeah.
Because they always got the quirky flicks and the stuff that's not like a major moneymaker or critically acclaimed one. They always throw something in like that.
Well, it comes to that time of the show, pal, where we're just about out of time.
Wow, I'll be darned.
So thanks for listening to this week's episode of The Tastemakers. Keep watching. Tune on to A&E and see if Storage Wars is on anytime soon.
Or FYI.
FYI Network. Which
whatever
is great.
The hell that
so,
is.
So enjoy life. Life is short. And as Pitbull says, every day above ground is a good day. So until next week, we'll see you. Have a good time. Enjoy. Drink
some good food, snacks, booze. Party. Get out there. Hit the carpet.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.